a warm welcome to this series of sound recordings entitled What Saith the Scriptures? Recordings in which we hope to give a brief outline of the message and content of the books of the Bible. This material, adapted by Pastor Jack Seaton, came from anonymous notes in an old edition of a Bible consisting of 11 small pocket-sized volumes. The series appeared in print during 1977 in the Wicket Gate magazine. May you enjoy the outlines of the various books of the Bible and find they are of benefit to you. What saith the Scriptures? Exodus. Exodus, the title of the second book of the Pentateuch, is a Greek word meaning the going forth, and it is indicative of the principal event recorded in it, the departure from Egypt. The book is a sequel to that of Genesis and marks a distinct stage forward in the history of the Jewish people. From being a simple family, which numbered 70 souls on the arrival in Egypt, we find them after a lapse of years grown into a nation numbering over 2 million and held in servitude by the Egyptians amongst whom they dwelt through fear and envy at their rapid increase. The book may be said to be twofold in its character. In its earlier chapters, it is historical. We have a description of the people groaning under the hard bondage to which they were subjected, and from which they were delivered by God, who, after manifesting his divine power to the Egyptians, and also to his own people by the infliction of the plagues, and the awful visitation of the death of the firstborn, led them forth with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Under the leadership of Moses, they set forth on their journey towards the land of promise, but through their disobedience are left to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, from which, as we find in the book of Numbers, they do not emerge until all of them who had reached the age of manhood on leaving Egypt have died. In the later chapters, the book is legislative. We have an account of the delivery of the law from Mount Sinai and the statutes for the governance of the moral and political life of the people. They are formed into a nation organized by Moses under the directions of God. The priesthood is founded. The minute instructions for the construction and service of the tabernacle are given, with the completion and erection of which the book ends. The death of Joseph took place about 71 years after Jacob arrived in Egypt, and the law was given about a year after their departure from the house of bondage. Paul tells the Galatians that the law was given 430 years after the promise had been given to Abraham, and into that period of time the Israelites' years of bondage must be set. Although there is no direct prophecy in Exodus pointing forward to the Messiah, the book being, as we have seen, historical and legislative, there are yet numerous types of Christ which are pointedly referred to in the New Testament, such as Moses, the prophet and lawgiver, Aaron the high priest, the paschal lamb, the manna, the bread from heaven, the rock of Horeb, the mercy seat, and so on. I hope you found those thoughts on Exodus interesting. The next recording in this series, entitled What Saith the Scriptures, is on the book of Leviticus. The Wicket Gate magazine, the host for this series, is found at www.wicketgate.co.uk.